Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this episode. So take a look at what we have now, guys. I think we already reached, we are now in the middle of 2023. So I love to peer into the crystal ball and predict what's in store for the rest of the year of IoT in 2023. So, but before we dive into the future, let's take a quick trip down the memory lane and revisit the predictions we have made for 2022 and also 2021. So as we know that in 2021, we saw some positive signs of recovery as countries like Malaysia hit their vaccination targets and businesses also cautiously reopened. So however, when it came to IoT, our predictions didn't quite hit the mark. So let's break it down. Yeah. First up, we expected to see more deployments of innovative solutions to fight the pandemic like robots and drones. Unfortunately, only a handful of these solutions made it to the field. And ideas such as remote patient care and medical goods delivery didn't quite take off. So it stops after that pandemic over. Then there was this issue of digitization and digitalization. So while Malaysia launched the Malaysia Digital Economy Blueprint and the National 4IR policy to bridge the digital divide, now it became very clear that the more needed to be done. So the focus on the manufacturing sector through the industry forward policy left other sectors feeling left out. So we need to look into other sectors other than just the manufacturing. So we also hope to see that IoT integration into the mobile apps. And while MySejahtera with its QR code feature could be considered a success, maybe a GPS tracking was left out to respect users' privacy concerns. So we don't see that tracking inside the MySejahtera app. So next, we predicted the emergence of new generation of IoT talent. But progress in developing skilled individuals fell short. So many universities struggled to equip their labs for hands-on IoT experiments, and the pandemic's impact on remote learning made matters worse. So finally, when it came to new IoT innovations, the pace disappointingly slow. So apart from the healthcare sector's utilization of the robots, not many groundbreaking advancements made headlines. So the process of granting grants for IoT projects remained very sluggish, and successful industry-forward interventions were kept under wraps, if they even existed. So now, with 2023 already in the middle of the year, and we have already passed through the 2022, now it's time to gaze into our crystal ball once again and look at the new fresh predictions. So here are the six new ones for the rest of the year. So number one, from basics to hands-on. So now as we move forward, there's a growing demand for in-depth hands-on training in IoT. People want to know more and how they can build their own IoT solutions. So it's critical to offer this kind of training programs earlier in universities and colleges. But there are also opportunities for SMEs to acquire these skills while on the job too. Yeah. Secondly, the question of in-house versus outsource. So in order for us to achieve a balance between in-house IoT initiatives and outsourcing will also be very crucial. So due to the complexity and time to market factors, outsourcing specialized IoT companies might be the better choice. Thirdly, look at the data collection to machine learning. So before we dive into the realm of machine learning, we must collect sufficient data for analysis. So this requires us to identify and aggregate data from various sources into a data lake. So integrating different sensors with varying communication protocol presents its own challenges. So a flexible and open platform is very essential. Fourthly, look at the exhibition and face-to-face events. So virtual exhibitions just didn't cut it, you know. It's hard enough to attract visitors to physical booths, let alone virtual ones where a click can make them vanish. Yeah, so face-to-face events can't be replaced by webinars because the audience can easily disappear with a single click. So we need those in-person interaction to spur that growth. Fifth, the My Digital 4IR and Smart Cities Blueprint kick off. What is happening to them? So to gain the public confidence, these blueprints must actually translate into concrete actions. So proper ownerships, project management officers, these are vital in terms of to monitor the progress. So it's encouraging to see that the National Smart Cities Blueprint now being implemented at the state level, and now they have pushed into the local councils level. So now let's turn this, all these big ideas into a more tangible wins. Lastly, on number six, we are looking at industry associations. They are making an impact. So it's very tough for a single person to voice all the industry's challenges to the government. So this where we require technology industry associations that should come in. Associations like Malaysia IoT Association Malaysia, My IOTA, Malaysia Industry Forward Association, MIFA, Malaysia Smart City Alliance, MSEA, NEF, New Entrepreneurship Foundation Malaysia have been actively promoting IoT 4.0, smart cities, and also the ecosystem of startups. So they have been doing a lot of these webinars, they have issued a lot of newsletters, and they have participated in exhibitions. But I think associations like this, they can bring collective voice to the industry to bring this into the forefront and making a real impact. So what do you make of these predictions? So do you have anything to add? So we love to hear your thoughts. So put your share in your comments, in the social media, and put the hashtag JomPakaiIoT. So guys, I'll meet you again in the next episode of JomPakaiIoT podcast. Stay tuned. Bye.